From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. Arkansas school students are expected to join thousands around the country Wednesday, walking out of class at 10 a.m. Billed as Enough, the demonstration is in response to the shooting last month at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. It's expected to last 17 minutes. That's one for each victim. As Arkansas Public Media's Bobby Ampazon reports, school district officials are anticipating the protest in very different ways.
In Fayetteville, school officials are helping students coordinate a 10 a.m. walkout, while in nearby Bentonville, the school board Monday voted to give detention to any student who leaves class. Then they tweeted it out, rousing students' ire. Former Bentonville Superintendent Michael Poor is now superintendent of the state's largest school district, Little Rock.
We're looking at this as, again, because we've orchestrated the ways that students can demonstrate that we will not do anything in punishment as they leave from that 10 o'clock.
Kristen Gardner is a lawyer with the Arkansas School Boards Association.
Our experience is our school administrators really want to do right, and when they make mistakes, they're not rubbing their hands together with glee and suppressing constitutional rights.
Garner and the School Boards Association have gotten as many as 20 calls, she said, typically from small school districts wondering what to do. She points them toward the Tinker Supreme Court decision that supports students' rights to demonstrate peaceably. She also says students should know that while they may be subject to standard discipline for walking out, they are not subject to extra or double discipline. As far as being a disturbance, quietly leaving a classroom is pretty undisruptive.
One of my concerns is I'm really not so much worried about the student demonstrations. I'm concerned about counter demonstrations and keeping children safe if people in the community take angry or perhaps even violent exception.
For its part, the State Department of Education is referring districts to the Council of Chief State School Officers guidance. It says generally that safety and teachable moments should be top of mind, but that disorderly conduct should not be excused. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.